I'm just going to go off the cuff, and we're going to talk about 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 3 this morning very briefly. The reason for that is because it speaks to the heart of who we are. Yes, it is very important that we have a time of teaching and preaching and looking directly at God's Word in every worship service, and that's just who I am. And so let's look very briefly, and Christopher, if you can't get it up, brother, don't worry, it's one verse, and that's all we're going to look at today. If you would like to turn in your pew Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians is just before Hebrews. If you get there to Hebrews, pretty big part of that New Testament there. And 2 Thessalonians just before that. Chapter 1, verse 3. And God's Word says, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing." Now, Paul wrote this letter of 2 Thessalonians to the church at Thessalonica, a church that he had started, and a church that was going well there for a little while. And Paul, as he wrote this second letter, wanted to preface his remarks to them with this word of encouragement. And the reason I think that this applies to us today, as we're talking about the calling on our lives, is because one of the things that God calls all of his people to is become a part of his work in this world. And that means to be active in the church, be active in the work that God is doing in the world. And part of that is the encouragement that we get from each other, the love that we're able to share each other when we know that we're on the same track and we're moving in the same direction and we're growing in our understanding of God in our lives. And when we're doing that together, that fosters the love that God has for us. And that's one of the great blessings that God brings us. He calls us to himself. But the calling is not just for the purpose of calling another person to himself. The calling is so that we can know his presence, so that we can know his love, so that we can be a part of what God has planned for this world. He gives us an opportunity to be a part of it, to have a real input in what he is doing in the world. And it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian or how short you've been a Christian. It doesn't matter how many years you've lived or how young you are when you understand that God is calling you, because he will work with you. And one of the great pleasures of being the pastor at Core Creek Methodist Church is that I get to see this scripture right here, fulfilled. I know that because your faith is growing. I see that. We had our church retreat this year. It was a different retreat than we had 4 years ago. It was a completely different retreat because we have grown beyond where we were 4 years ago. And we took up different topics, and we're able to do that. You're growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for another is increasing. We've been through some tough times. We have been through things that have split other churches wide open, and yet we are still together. Praise God. His hand has been with us and on us. Despite differences of opinion, we still come together to worship the Lord God together. Praise his name. And we've got some other tough times ahead of us too. If you think that building a new building is something that's all easy and fun, think again. That's one of the most stressful times that there is in the life of a church. And we're going to do it. And we're going to do it together. And we're going to come through it the other side together. Why? Because of your love for one or each other is increasing. The love is what has to prevail. And as we answer the call of God in our lives, it cannot be answered without his love prevailing. It cannot be answered without our giving ourselves over to him. And whenever we give ourselves over to him, love prevails. In everything that you do, if you will let God work in your life, If you will let Him shine in your life, then the love will shine through. And the best place to grab onto that and to understand that is in His church, where His people are growing together, where people are getting a better understanding of His work in this world and in their lives. And I am so thankful to be a part of this church, this growing church. Not growing in number, but growing in our understanding of God. Yes, we're growing in number, praise His name. But that's not the point. The point is that we are growing in our faith, that we're becoming more and stronger and stronger in our relationship with the Lord. And that's what the church is about. Folks, there's a couple of different kinds of churches, and churches that are stagnant or churches that are moving. A stagnant church is a church that really is going nowhere, and the people are not growing. And that's the difference. It has nothing to do with worship style. It has nothing to do with what kind of preacher they've got. It has to do with the fact, are they growing or are they not growing? A stagnant church is not a church that is doing anything for God or anything for the world. A growing church is one that is growing in their relationship, and because of that, they're reaching out and they're reaching in. Reaching out to the rest of the world to share what God has done for them and to spread the love of God, and reaching in to encourage each other and to challenge themselves to grow stronger and stronger in God's word. Those are important things for us to do, because this church is a growing and active church, and I praise God for that. You see, it has far less to do with the pastor. It has far less to do with the people who sit on the pews than it does with God and His anointing for faithful people. And sometimes it only takes a few, but it does take a few. Here, I see lots of faithful people. I see lots of people who are willing and ready to share God's love, willing and ready to go out of their way to participate, to help. I understand that yesterday, even though I couldn't be here and some others who are always here, we had a fine group of people working together to prepare for our fundraiser. And we had so many that it didn't take all day. Praise God. What a wonderful thing. And I thank those of you who were able to come yesterday for stepping up and doing that. That is part of sharing that love. And I've seen it blossom. I've seen it growing. And I've seen it growing in the past year as much as ever. And I'm thankful for that. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters. And rightly so. Because your faith is growing more. And the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Praise God. Amen.